Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimate that one in 68 children in the U.S. has been identified with autism spectrum disorder. To talk about the importance of early diagnosis of autism is Dr. Laura Carpenter. She's a professor of pediatrics in the College of Medicine at MUSC. Dr. Carpenter, tell us what is known about autism.
We know that autism is a disorder characterized by social communication problems and restricted repetitive behaviors. And we know that the symptoms of autism are first apparent in early childhood. Usually by the time the child is two or three, we can start to see symptoms, but we might not make a diagnosis until much later.
What are some of those early symptoms that might happen in the first several years of a child's life?
We want parents to be watching their children's development really carefully in all areas. And that second year of life between 12 and 24 months, we want to see our babies start to respond to their name. So when you call their name, they should look up at you. And we want to see them start to use pointing to communicate with you. So being able to point at things to request things, as well as pointing at things just to indicate interest. And then we want to see your baby have nice back and forth reciprocity with you. So getting engaged in social games, peekaboo, and that kind of stuff. And if a parent has concerns about their child that they're not on track to meet those social milestones, then it's really important to talk to your pediatrician.
And why is early diagnosis important when it comes to autism?
So one of the things that we know about autism is that it is treatable. We have a wonderful treatment called applied behavior analysis, and that type of early intensive behavioral intervention can have dramatic results on a child's outcome. So kids that receive the top quality early intensive behavioral intervention can achieve normal functioning by kindergarten in some cases. But the trick is that you have to get identified early in order to get access to that intervention. So our goal is to get parents to notice their child's social development, and we also want pediatricians to listen when parents have concerns.
If a parent does have some concerns and they do go to their pediatrician, how is autism diagnosed?
So we know that autism can be reliably diagnosed in kids as young as 15 to 18 months of age. So we're asking that all pediatricians screen for autism at both the 18 and 24 month visit. And kids that come out with concerns for autism then should be referred to a developmental center in order to get more in-depth testing to figure out if that's what's going on or if there's something else going on that's causing the child's delays.
You're the principal investigator for MUSC's participation in a large national research study that's related to autism. Tell us about that study.
So this is a really exciting study. It's called Spark for Autism, and it's being funded by the Simons Foundation, which is a private philanthropic foundation. And the goal of Spark is to create a genetic database of 50,000 people with autism and their family members to try to answer some of these deep questions about what causes autism. And the other thing that this project might lead to is a more precision medicine approach, where we figure out which treatments are going to work for which people and under which conditions. And hopefully that will get more kids on track to the best possible treatment for them.
Dr. Carpenter, thanks for providing this information about the importance of early diagnosis of autism.
Thank you very much for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.